Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings. My name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christian believers' basics of being born again. Is born again part of Christian teaching? This is a term that is loosely used, often out of context by a great many believers, without realizing the full implication of what it really means. More importantly, what the results will be when one undergoes this transition, or the evidence of experiencing this dynamic of the supernatural from heaven. It is also a topic that is disregarded by many denominations of the mainstream Christian churches for various reasons due to a lack of understanding and experience. What is implied by being born again? Just like a baby's birth, when it comes into this world, it arrives with no agenda, preconceived ideas, and unaware of evil. In the same way, the born again believer will automatically have a spiritual rebirth, or as Jesus put it, your spirit must be made new. The reason here is simple. That whatever evil was in us, no matter how small, from slander, criticism, lies, dishonesty, stealing, violence, and murder, these things will not be able to be done deliberately by anyone born again. We see this in the Epistle of John. Nicodemus is talking to Jesus, and Jesus told him he would not see or even enter the kingdom of heaven unless he was born again. When Nicodemus asked how it was possible to be born again, Jesus explained that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. This means a spiritual rebirth must take place. From the Strong's definition of born again in the Greek, one, to be born means to be born, obviously, to be brought forth, to be delivered as a baby. The second part is again, and from Strong's number 509, it's upward, from above, from the first, from the beginning, from a higher place of things which come from heaven or God. So born again means very simply to be brought forth as a baby from above, from a higher place. Peter describes it in 1 Peter 1 verse 23, where he says, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever." To summarize Jesus' statement to Nicodemus, Jesus is saying we can only be born again by our spirits being washed, cleansed, made clean by showers of living water. Is this scriptural? Let's have a look at waters from heaven. The first one we would look at, Jesus talks about a fountain of living water. In John 4:14, Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I will give him will never thirst, but the water that I give him will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The second water referred to would be a river. The Holy Spirit is often likened to water, such as rivers of living water from our bellies, as in John chapter 7, verse 38. There will be showers, number 3, of living water. In a previous module on baptism, we see we must be filled with the Holy Spirit from above, like a shower from heaven. This is what is meant by John 3, verse 3, 5, and 7. It's about the water of the Holy Spirit. Finally, number 4, a heavenly wind, John 3, verse 8. "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Born again, therefore, is another way of saying one is baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul said the result would be, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Born again believers have the right to be called children of God. In 1 John 1 verse 12 he writes, "But as many received him, he gave to them the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Paul said in Romans 8 verse 16, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Therefore the born again believer cannot sin deliberately." In 1 John 3 verse 9, John writes, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he has been born again." In closing, if we are born again, we are children of God. The expression born again therefore means that we have experienced a transformation from darkness into light. Our spirit has been made new by the Holy Spirit of God. That we are led by his spirit and carry out his commands, as well as witnessing to the change that only Jesus can bring. In the next topic, we will be discussing laying on of hands. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as a disciple and disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off. Till next time, DV, and God bless.